Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Stoic.com, your daily dose of resilience and balance. I'm Avery Hutt, your ever so slightly neurotic but always enthusiastic guide through this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into a topic that can feel both intimidating and incredibly liberating. Using journaling to process and release emotions. Ever felt like you're carrying around a backpack filled with emotional baggage? Like it's weighing you down, making it hard to move forward? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to lighten that load, to actually unpack those feelings and find some clarity amidst the chaos? That's where journaling comes in. Think of it as a safe space, a confidential conversation with your inner self. No judgment, no pressure, just pure unfiltered expression. And trust me, this isn't about becoming a fancy writer or crafting eloquent prose. This is about getting real, letting those emotions flow onto the page, and gradually understanding what they're trying to tell you. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this emotional unpacking journey. 1. No right or wrong. First things first, ditch the inner critic telling you your thoughts aren't good enough or deep enough. There's no formula for journaling. It's about authenticity, not perfection. Scribble, rant, poem, doodle whatever feels right in the moment. Remember, this is your space, your sanctuary. 2. Heal it all. Don't shy away from the uncomfortable stuff. Anger, sadness, frustration, those are all valid emotions, and suppressing them only makes things worse. Journaling allows you to acknowledge these feelings without judgment, to simply observe them and understand their triggers. You know that feeling when you try to hold back a yawn, but it just gets bigger and more overwhelming. That's what happens with bottled up emotions. Let them out. 3. Dig deeper. Journaling isn't just about venting, it's about exploring the why behind your feelings. Why did that situation trigger such a strong reaction? What are the underlying beliefs or experiences contributing to this emotion? By asking yourself these questions, you gain valuable insights into your emotional patterns and can start to break free from unhealthy cycles. Think of it like detective work, you're investigating your own mind. 4. Find your flow. Experiment with different journaling styles to see what resonates best with you. Free writing is great for capturing those initial thoughts and feelings, while structured prompts can help you focus on specific areas. You can even try gratitude journaling to shift your perspective towards the positive aspects of your life. The key is to find a rhythm that works for you and stick with it. 5. Be patient. Remember, emotional processing takes time. Don't expect overnight transformations or magical solutions. Be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and trust the process. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you journal, the stronger your ability to understand and manage your emotions becomes. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're rushing through your morning, juggling work, errands, and that ever-present sense of I've got too much on my plate. Suddenly, you get stuck in traffic, causing you to be late for an important meeting. Frustration builds, your heart starts racing, and before you know it, you're feeling like a volcano about to erupt. Now, instead of letting that anger simmer and potentially explode in a stressful outburst, take a moment to pull out your journal. Breathe deeply, acknowledge the anger, and let those thoughts flow onto the page. Write down everything, the frustration, the disappointment, even those sarcastic quips you'd never say aloud. By giving those emotions space to exist without judgment, you begin to diffuse their power. You might discover that the traffic wasn't just an inconvenience, but a trigger for deeper anxieties about control and time management. Recognizing these underlying patterns allows you to approach the situation with more clarity and resilience. So remember, friends, journaling isn't magic, but it's a powerful tool for self-discovery and emotional healing. It's about creating space for yourself to process, understand, and ultimately release those emotions that hold you back from living your best life. Give it a try, even just for 5 minutes a day. You might be surprised at the clarity, peace, and resilience that emerges from simply putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard. And hey, if this resonates with you, share it with someone who could use a little emotional unpacking. Let's build a community of calm amidst the chaos. Until next time, keep those journals flowing and those emotions in check. Stay stoic, stay balanced, and rock on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.